November 16th, 2016. We have myself, Alderman Friedrichs, Alderman Teelings here, and Alderman Terulis and staff. Okay, all you citizens don't stare. Like our fun admin meeting. We have the minutes for correction and approval, October 19th, 2016. Comments, questions? We're all good? Perfect as accepted. Accepted as perfect. New business. One, admin 2016-73 monthly budget report for October 2016.
Well, things are moving for the most part pretty much as expected. We're actually halfway through the fiscal year, so my time does fly. Sales tax actually has been really robust over the last several months. I think that we're going to exceed our budgetary amounts by at least $100,000 for both municipal sales and non-home rule. State income tax is a little bit concerning. It's tracking like at 90% over the last 9 months in comparison to the previous year. We're not exactly sure why it's down. I know the IML has recently sent out an email saying that they're in contact with the Illinois Department of Revenue to find out why. And hopefully in the next several weeks they'll be able to give us a little more insight. But it's tracking right now about 1.6, which is about $60,000 below budget. So we'll see what that number, of course, ends up. But other than that, everything seems to be, for the most part, tracking on budget. Is there any questions or comments?
Is that down because everybody's moving?
Could be. I don't know.
Good with that? Okay, let's go on to two. Admin 2016-74, the monthly treasurer's report for October 2016.
Beginning fund balance of $17,243,885. Year-to-date revenues of $23,419,758. Year-to-date expenses of $20,334,926. For a projected ending fund balance of $20,328,716.
Comments or questions?
Three.
Okay. Three, admin 2016-75. Cash statement for September 2016.
This is informational, as always.
Comments, questions on that one?
Any new IMET updates?
It's still in court. I mean, basically the issue is we're waiting to see whether or not the USDA and the IRS will subordinate their claims so that the investors' claims, those who were defrauded, can be put at a higher level. So they're supposed to meet a court date, I believe, at the end of October. But I haven't heard what the result of that was. Unfortunately, it's probably another continuance, but we'll wait and see. And, as we get in more information about it, we'll forward it along.
Probably after the holidays.
Could be, yeah. We're hoping for some sort of disbursement at the beginning of the year at this point. So, again, we'll keep it posted.
Anybody else? Okay, four, admin 2016-76, the bill list, bills for payment. Comments or questions on that?
I hate the bill list.
What's your comment?
That's my comment.
Okay. No questions to go with the comment? Just the general
thing. Just the bill.
Okay. Five, admin 2016-77, the monthly website report for October 2016.
Nothing.
Yes, your question.
She's going to go first.
Nothing too much out of the ordinary. Just the one interesting I found was one of the top downloads was the Parks and Rec winter catalog from last year, so it seems like people are thinking ahead and kind of referencing what we did last year. And the new catalog is online, by the way, so just thought I'd throw that out there as well.
Interesting. What is the name of the service that collects this data?
It's called PIWIC.
PIWIC. Not PIWIC.
Okay. Six, admin 2016-78, meeting schedule for 2017. Comments or questions, criticisms on our suggested meetings?
Can we switch it to Tuesdays?
No.
Okay.
Wasn't it like we had the third or the...
Well,
the third Wednesday, and there was one other day.
We had it a Thursday. No, because I think we have... When's public safety? Is that a Tuesday?
It's a Thursday.
It's public works. Public works.
Public works.
Yeah,
public works. Yeah. The two city council.
So yeah, I have to work it out with public works committee.
Public works is.
But always the Tuesday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it would have to be the last Tuesday.
The fourth Tuesday. No, wait. The fourth Tuesday is our. It could be the fifth Tuesday, which would make it quarterly. I can't be in 2 minutes to be quarterly. That's just not fair.
Okay, then.
I mean, I don't care.
The only good day for me is Thursday. It's Tuesday, so.
Okay.
We just have to work it out with public
works. Yeah, exactly.
They approve they meet last night.
Yeah, so it would have to, we'd have to move it a whole
week.
Week and a half. It would have to be the fourth. Did you say that's bad though?
Well, the second and the fourth are city council.
It'd have to switch.
So would second, would there be...
It would have to switch. You'd have to switch public works
public
and admin.
Public works would have to go on Wednesday.
And they just approved theirs last night.
EDC. I'm sorry. Yeah. EDC's the first. So I guess that's a no.
No, I figured. I just thought I'd ask again.
That's a good question.
I'll do it for you. You only got a few more months.
I know.
Okay. So I guess we're good with that. I've got about EDC. I'm like, what else is on? All right, let's go to 7, admin 2016-79, auditing services, RFP.
Well, our five-year contract was up with Lauterbach and Amen as of the fiscal year ended 2016. That being said, we need to go out for RFP and engage another audit firm or perhaps Lauterbach again, depending what the proposals come in at for another 5 years.
So this is just the FYI that we're doing this?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
Do you want to move it to the council or just be okay with it here?
Typically, we do bring it up to council just to let everybody know that we're going out for RFP. I don't know if you want to consent or
not. Yeah, put it on consent.
Okay.
Oh, 8's our big one. Admin 2016-80, the 2016 bond abatement ordinances. I am not reading them all. They are A through H.
These are our standard abatements, and if you look at Exhibit A, you can kind of see that since fiscal year 2012, we've had some bonds that we've abated, and some bonds that we have not abated, and some bonds that we've abated partially. So this will be the first year since fiscal year 2011 that we fully abate all the bonds. You can see from Exhibit A, fiscal year 2012, we actually did not abate $2.2 million in bonds, which caused the tax rate to almost double at that time. Since then, we've been steadily decreasing the amount that we have not abated. And last year, it was pretty small at only $47,000. And this year, we're fully abating all the bonds, so that's certainly a good thing.
What's really good news? That was a real bad day when we couldn't abate those.
Yes.
Comments or questions?
Reading this stuff, I feel dumber for having read that. Like it literally pulls my attention span, and it rings it up, and it thwacks it against the wall. So if you could like draw a little animated short.
What about a baby?
Yeah, just it goes from it makes perfect sense to I have no idea what we're talking about. Also because I have 11 of them or however many there are. But like I know that it's standard. I mean I looked up the previous one. It's almost like word for word, with the exception of the background summary, but. The way it is.
Well, I mean, bottom line, though, it's a good thing.
Yeah.
We're not living those taxes. I guess that's the point, perhaps.
So basically, we have the money to pay this debt.
Right.
We don't
exactly.
Have to get it from
yeah. I know that it's a good thing, but holy words. It's worth
it. Some dry stuff, you're all. I'm not going to lie to you. But,
yeah. But if anybody can make an animated short, I believe in you.
Thank you.
What was it when it used to be on Saturday mornings, like Conjunction Junction?
Conjunction Junction, what's your
we need one of those for our baby.
Schoolhouse Rock,
yeah. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Just
so
for a baby.
We're going to put you on that. We need one to explain this, some little rock, little musical thing, okay?
Oh, yeah. Animation skills are pretty special, so
the whiteboard is a magical place where ideas come to life.
You can put it on the edge of the paper.
I'll play mouth trumpet.
So we can do those online consent agenda.
We should probably put them on their regular agenda because I know that Gary would want to read them.
No, he might, like, who's mayor pro tem? He might just
Carlo?
Maybe we should say, wait,
is it you?
Is it? Oh, there you go.
Even better.
Let's not do that.
Oh, let's go on tonight.
Oh,
some
actually, no, the admin chairman has to read it. If they put, yeah.
Oh, that's right. Forget it.
Yeah. Come on.
What are you doing to me?
Uh-huh.
I'll come back.
You guys right. think I don't know what I'm doing, right?
I know the very mayor pro tem of you.
Well, let's go on to 9, some more abatement ordinances. Admin 2016-81, the 2016 SSA abatement ordinances. A little bit different.
Yeah, a little bit different, not quite as many. They're the standard abatement ordinances for Raintree, Winded Ridge, Grand Reserve, Raintree Village 2, and Autumn Creek and Bristol Bay. The memo does a nice job of just doing a year-over-year comparison. You know, some have gone up, but not substantially, 1 or 2 percentage points at worst, and a couple of them have actually gone down, you know, a little bit as well. So, any questions, comments?
That's just because some of the subdivisions have less people than they anticipated it by this point.
That's part of it, yeah.
Okay.
And it's all guided by the debt service
right.
you know, amounts as well. But yeah, that's. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, okay. We're good with that? All right, put that on consent. Let's go on to 10, Admin 2016-82, Ordinance for the Amended Levy and Assessment of Taxes. For the fiscal year beginning May 1st, 2017, and ending April 30th, 2018, in and for the United States City of Yorkville Special Service Area, number 2004-201, Fox Hill.
As you may recall, the Fox Hill SSA is a 10-year repayment schedule. They finished the year with the fiscal year ending 2016 with negative fund balance of $3,788. It incurred some one-time expenditures regarding the maintenance of trails. It'll also incur some additional one-time costs for ash tree removal this fiscal year, which is projected at about $6,500, and another $10,000 for next fiscal year in order to replace the ash trees that we're moving this fiscal year. In addition to these one-time charges, there also are there'll be reoccurring maintenance costs for mowing of the common areas, which we've currently budgeted at $6,000. So. We're currently in year 2 of the 10-year payback period, and based on our budget calculations, we need to levy a total of $9,365 in order to make fund balance zero by fiscal year ending 2025, which would be the end of the 10-year payback schedule. So that being said, this levy would increase the individual PIN amount by $10. It would go from $32 a year to $42 a year.
Comments or questions on that one?
So the common area maintenance that this takes care of is just the trails and the islands poking out. It doesn't contain the pond that's north of Fox Hill, right?
That's my understanding, yeah.
So we got to figure out who owns that.
I think that's a corner piece.
Coyotes in there.
That's creepy. So we're good?
Yeah.
Okay, put that on consent agenda. Okay. Here we go for Admin 2016-83, the Ordinance for the Amended Levy and Assessment of Taxes for the Fiscal Year beginning May 1st, 2017 and ending April 30th, 2018 in and for the United City of Yorkville Special Service Area number 2006-119 for sunflower seeds.
Kind of the same story with the sunflower as with Fox Hill. Again, this is on a 10-year payback schedule. This fund finished fiscal year 2016 with a negative fund balance of about over $31,000. It incurred one-time costs, instead of trail maintenance, it incurred one-time costs related to the naturalization of three detention basins within the SSA. So in order to make that SSA whole by fiscal year 2025, which will be the end of the 10-year payback period, staff's recommending that we levy $13,480 to cover these one-time costs as well as the annual costs for mowing and maintenance of the common areas. So that would bring, let me see here, it would actually decrease the amount due per PIN by $59. Currently it's at $174. This levy would bring it down to $115 per year.
How much did it go up last year? It went up a lot, substantially, right?
So the
yeah.
Yeah.
So the ponds?
Right.
Oh, that's good that it's going down.
Well, didn't it like almost double?
Yeah. I think it was more than double.
Yeah, I think it did. I don't have it. I can find out. I don't have that on my spreadsheet. I don't recall the time.
So
I had,
it went down almost $60 this year. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's great.
Do you expect thank you card?
I would.
I would. I was proud of it.
Also, didn't we fix their water issue too?
Yeah, the drainage mm-hmm. issue. Mm-hmm. Off of Walsh Circle, right?
Mm-hmm. Should definitely. Yeah.
So we're good with that one. Let's move that one on to consent agenda. Okay, last but not least, admin 2016-84, the resolution approving an intergovernmental agreement between the Illinois Office of the Comptroller and the city regarding access to the Comptroller's local debt recovery program.
Well, as you may recall, I mentioned last month I gave a recommendation that we should go with Municipal Collection Services to be the city's new collection agency, which was approved earlier, either this month or the last meeting of October, I don't recall. But anyway, they're our new collection agency, and the reason I like them in particular was the fact that they actually will provide us with a file format that we can send to the Comptroller's office so that we can participate in the Local Debt Recovery Act with minimal staff involvement, and we don't have to have the in-house IT knowledge in order to create that file ourselves. So they really do the work for us, and all we have to do is just send the file to the state. So this is kind of a two-pronged attack to collections. We have the traditional route, which would be MCSI, which would be letters, phone calls, things like that. And then we have the local debt recovery, which actually allows the state to claw back debts that are owed to the city from state payments and particularly income tax rebates. And again, it kind of explains how it works. We send the file there. If there's an option for them to claw back money owed to us from state tax refunds or other state proceeds, they will. There's a 60-day protest period, and at the end of 60 days, the money would be deposited into the city's account. What's nice about the Local Debt Recovery Program and MCSI is when they actually make payment to us, they also let the collection agency know, which saves staff time so that we're not pursuing debts that have already been collected. So I think it's beneficial to the city to really maximize our collection efforts on a two-pronged kind of attack format. So.
So people actually get state income tax returns in Illinois?
Some people do, yeah.
Really? Wow.
I've heard rumors. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
When I was a dancer and I lived on tips, I didn't get anything.
I owe.
I'm also lying.
$1,200 in state income tax.
Wow.
Yeah. That's why I'm like, how people get state income tax?
They screw the service industry.
So anyways, just curious.
Okay. So let's put that on consent agenda too. So, any old business?
I just wanted to say congratulations. We've made it past having five letters at the bottom of our agenda for the last 2.5-3 years. AACBB.
Oh!
For the first time
right.
in like 3 years.
So we don't have to talk about it. I don't have to talk about it ever again.
Well, in about 3 months, we'll probably bring it back to see how they're doing.
Just to remind you before you leave, but I do want to put something in the minutes. If you can just write heads and beds for old times.
Any additional business? Oh, well, my goodness. It is 6:19, and let's adjourn our meeting.